Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is your host, Brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force. that sister station to the Black Militia Nation. All right, tonight, y'all, we gather today to salute our brother, Commander. A lot of our brothers and sisters done walked in the, with this patch on. We salute all the brothers of the MBPP. We send our condolences to the family, to his wife, Sister Janine, to his best friend, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the brother Ayman Akbar, brothers that were close to him. We say peace, and to all other Panthers who served and knew the brother, and to all the Panthers who are going to get to learn the brother through history. So we say Black Power to you. Welcome to the program, Commander Hashim and Zeke, tribute. So we say Black Power. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to give you a brief 2-minute introduction to when I first met Hashim. Then I'm going to open up the phone lines for those that's kind of late, for those who want to get in early. I'm going to open up the phone lines. But when I first met the brother, Hashim, it wasn't in a new Black Panther Party nowhere. I went to buy a car. Actually, he was the guy that sold me my car. And ironically, you know, after he sold me my car and I was in business, I had a cell phone shop downtown. And had a cell phone shop downtown. And one day he walked in the door and, you know, I think my mother, he said, "Hey, buddy, remember, I bought a car for me." And I said I was going to do some business with you. So he was always about doing Black business with Black people from what I could remember. It started early. I didn't know nothing about the Black Panther Party or nothing like that. So he walked in and we chatted for a few minutes and he told me about it. He says, "Hey, bro, I want you to meet this brother. His name is Khaled Muhammad." I said, "Yeah, okay, yeah. You know, I'd be glad to meet him." I was shooting and telling him what I was all into. And he said, "Yeah, man, we're gonna talk." And he walked out, and that was the last time I actually got a chance to talk to him before I actually joined the Panther Party. But that's how I met him. And so if anybody want to chime in right now, I get a chance for the phone callers. If anybody need to get in and get out, to press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone and get you straight in. So that's what we'll do there, just in case anybody trying to get in. But that's how I met the brother. And, you know, one of the most profound things, you know, the brother told me, you know, I'm jumping the gun because I'm going to tell this later. You know, after I joined the Black Panther Party, it was pretty profound what he said. You know, because I was always loyal to whatever I was into. I'm always going to be loyal to it. And I told him one day, you know, because I always was his person that he went to when he was in Dallas. We'll tell a story about that later. But one day we was together, and I told him, I said, "Hey, Hashim, I want you to know, brother, I'm going to put a loyal brother, and, you know, I'm going to be loyal to you, you know, you and Chairman Malik." And he told me, he said, "Brother, you want to be loyal to me? Just be loyal to the movement, and you'll be loyal to me." I said, "Wow, that was deep, and I never forgot that." And I've been loyal to the movement. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Caller coming out of 972 to Texas, area code 5980.
Yeah, peace and power, man. It's Brother Omar Wiley with the Huey P. Newton Gun Club.
Hey, Black Power, brother. Hey, I know you know the brother, and good to hear from you, Brother Omar Wiley, and good work you doing, man. Y'all putting it in. Hey, man, I'm very impressed with what y'all been doing, and, you know, I know we all started this together, but I like what you did with the Gun Club. Black Power, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, just heard about your show, and of course, I wanted to give my 2 cents on the memorial as far as Brother Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga is concerned. And I heard you talking about basically the first time you met him, so I'll go into the first time that I met him as well. I met the chairman. I had already joined the New Black Panther Party. And we were having an event at Erykah Badu's spot. For a lot of you that live in Dallas, that used to be the old Forest Theater. So Malik Zulu Shabazz, who was the national chairman, that was originally supposed to come down and do the speech, but he wasn't able to make it. At the time, the chief of staff, Hashim and Zynga, came down to Dallas, and he gave the speech. And what I found out, man, was that the brother was very good when it came to capturing the attention of the crowd. He had a way to keep you compelled with his speeches, man. So I actually tried to start talking like the brother, you know what I'm saying? Because I was searching for my own little speech and style. So, you know, I stole a lot of Brother Hashim's movements and, you know, the way he interacted with the crowd. But that was the first time I met him as the chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And that's pretty good. You know, a lot of time brothers and sisters try to emulate other people that's not doing anything. That's pretty good. But Brother Mawala, you grasped to somebody and said, yeah, I like the way he's bringing the message. I can use that. So that's a very good compliment. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And we had times, you know, I think I served under them for about 14 years before we actually started creating the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. So had it not been for Chief of Staff Nzinga and the National Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz, as well as the brothers in the Dallas chapter. So let me not forget them, brothers like yourself, brothers like Captain David Foreman, brothers like DK. There never would have been a Huey P. Newton Gun Club. But as far as Chairman Nzinga is concerned, man, I just want to let people know that he was a remarkable person. One time I was upset about something that was going on inside the party, specifically Brother Hakeem, who was here in Dallas. And they gave him a post, and they called him the Supreme Captain. So, you know, I was tripping out with that, man. I was like, man, say, look, brother, we don't have no Supreme Captain in the new Black Panther Party. So I reached out to, at that time, Chief of Staff Nzinga, and I was all mad and upset and shit. And I sent him an old angry text message. So I was expecting him to hit me back with the same, you know what I'm saying? But instead, he hit me with that, well, brother, you know, he was so smooth with it, man. I ain't have no choice but to calm myself automatically down. But what I learned from that is how to deal with people on a different level other than just being angry, upset all the time. Even though you have, even though you might be upset about something, if you think through it rationally, then you can come to a better conclusion, man. So I really picked that up off of Chairman Nzinga, and I use that, and I still use it today. So when a member comes to me and a member is upset about something and he want to get something off his chest, I learned from Chairman Nzinga, man, hey, man, just deal with the situation in a rational manner. You know, be respectful and be calm. And at the end of the day, you'll get that member to calm down as well. So that's one of the things that I learned from the chairman.
That's good stuff, that brother. Brother Omawala, I appreciate that. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's just it. I just want to give love, honor, and respect to Chairman's family. Like you said, to all of his friends, Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, Imam Akbar, everybody that served with and everybody that served under the chairman that loved him, he was a monumental man, and he is truly going to be missed. So, you know,
right.
We just say rest in power, and, you know, we'll see you when we get to the other side, Brother Chairman.
Yes, sir. Yeah, don't y'all have some kind of event coming up? You want to give any information out on that?
Yeah, next week, which is the 20th, we'll have our national field training, and that's where we get together once a year. And brothers from all over the country come in, and we do a joint training together. And that's going to be the day after Brother Hashim's funeral. So I actually will not be able to make the funeral because of the commitment to this training. But
right.
We're going to do a 21-gun salute to the brother. We're going to have a memorial for him. We're going to honor that brother. And again, November 14th, we'll be having a national march where brothers and sisters around the country will be coming in, flying into Dallas, driving into Dallas, and we're going to walk through our communities, and we're going to deal with some of the issues within the Black community. You know, I know a lot of times these gun groups, we go out and we want to fight with white supremacists and, you know, argue about the police and all that shit, but we're not taking care of the issues in our own community. So we're going to focus on that November 14th. So we look forward to a lot of people joining us.
All right. Sounds good. And we appreciate you calling in, Black Power.
Black Power, sir. Anytime.
All right. All right, y'all. That was the Commander Omawale with the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. All right. So right now what we're going to do, we're going to let y'all hear from Brother Hashim via clip. about 8 minutes. We'll be right back with you.
It's time to get on board, man.
Go ahead, sir.
Because one or two things going to happen, man. Either we're going to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves, or God going to let the white man wipe us off the face of the earth.
That's right.
Hello, my name is Hashim Nzinga, Brother Hashim Nzinga the Son, Minister Hashim Nzinga the others. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, and for the next 30 minutes to an hour, I'm going to let you inside my mind, inside my world. And my world is in the defense of African people all over the world, all over the globe, to defend, to protect, and to help the African mind grow.
We're going to pray, but we're going to do some work.
Yes.
Because if we don't, if we accept this, nobody stands a chance nowhere. Because this is brother's baby on the porch. His wife here, his mother here, spoke police, and you opened fire.
Yes.
First of all, you're putting everybody in the house in danger. 2 weeks ago, you erased a sister in Florida, put her in jail for 20 years for shooting a warning shot, and she ain't trained. But you in danger of baby, a mother and a wife.
The other part is they're done in danger of injuring themselves.
That's
how stupid they were.
I wish there would have been some ricocheting that day.
That's all right.
Let me just say this. When that mother was crying, this is the closest death we got since 1963 in December, with Megger ever being killed in front of his son. These bastards were called because there was a situation with a sick man who served your fucking nation,
that's
man.
Right. That's right.
You sent him all over the desert and then messed up his mind, and he get here. He can't get a proper ambulance to pull up in front of his house.
Yeah,
and you know coming in this is happening.
Yeah.
But the first thing the black man got to do, he got to become the defender of his house, man. He got to become the defender of his house, man. First thing the black woman got to do, man, she got to become the nurse and the teacher of the babies again, man. No more strip clubs, man. No more young people who look like us. We letting them do what the fuck they want to do in our neighborhoods, man. Now, the people who want to do something about this, man, it's time to get on board, man.
Go ahead, sir.
Because one or two things going to happen, man. Either we're going to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves, or God going to let the white man wipe us off the face of the earth.
That's right.
They've done it over and over again, man. But goddamn it, right now, man. Right now, man. Right now, man. We got an opportunity, man. We got an opportunity, man, to be God's man. Or we can let it go away, man. You can stay on that damn HBO, man. Or that TBS, man. Or that Atlanta Housewife, man. Or you can stay in that damn strip club if you want. But God is going to come at night and punish you for not standing up, cleaning yourself up, man. Leaving that crack alone, man. That cocaine alone, man. That alcohol alone, man. That weed alone, man. Them pills alone, man. Stop whoring your women, man. Stop lying to yourself, man. Stop being fucking cheats and backstabbers, man. No more, man. No more, man. You got to come back indoors, man, and take a shower, man. Clean your damn self up, man. Get off them drugs, man. Stop procrastinating, man. Stop lying, man. Goddamn it, line up, man. And let's take a block at a time, man. Let's take our neighborhoods back, man. Let's push this goddamn white man out of our fucking house, man. It makes no sense, man. It makes no sense that the history we already have before us, the knowledge we got, the PhDs, the master's degrees, the bachelor's degrees, the mayors, the fucking politicians of the world, and everything we got, we ain't using it for no good, man. Get on board, man.
Go ahead, sir.
Because one or two things going to happen, man. Either we're going to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves, or God going to let the white man wipe us off the face of the earth.
That's right.
My name is Hashim Nzinga.
All right, y'all, we're going back to the phone lines. That was just a little clip. We'll go back to the phone lines and got some more callers standing by. Let's see. Let's take the caller coming out of the 469 area code. You on?
Peace. This is Sister K, wishing peace to everyone. I just want to say something about Truman Nzinga.
Go ahead.
I know every time I heard him speak, he had just a powerful voice that was just mesmerizer, and no matter what you was doing, his voice would get your attention. And
right.
I just want to say, and that's it.
Well, okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and we sure thank you. So you knew Hashim pretty good, also, huh? From going to a lot of the events. Okay, I think we might have lost her. All right. What I'm gonna try to do now, I'm gonna just try to read y'all, you know, let y'all know a little about Brother Hashim. And we opened up this song early with the Erykah Badu song. As you heard, Brother Omar Wally say when he first met Brother Hashim was at Erykah Badu's theater. So yes, Erykah and Hashim became good friends, and she helped him when he needed help, and they helped each other, and they communicated all the way to his transition. So that's why we opened up with that song. And also, Hashim was a musical manager for Thrill Entertainment Records out of Houston. And y'all gonna learn some other things that how he just helped others through the connections that he knew. We'll get into that also. You know, I just tell you one thing: there was a sister that was drugged and raped and beaten down in Beaumont, Texas. And she didn't have no money, no insurance, but Hashim started to get her buried. So, you know, a lot of people don't know the story that we'll get into that. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to try to play a little of his other artist, Boosie, and I'm going to try to read over this instrumental, see how it sounds first time trying it. Just to read you a little of his accolades. Yeah, so Hashim Nzinga was a student of Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Yes, yes, yes. And one of the biggest things, when I first seen him on the scene, it was in Jasper, Texas, where James Byrd was dragged. Yes, yes, yes. Hashim attended Gina 6. Yeah. We all rode up to South Carolina, where Anthony Hill was dragged off his porch by some white supremacists. Hashim led the charge. Yes, yes, yes. Like I said, he paid for Teresa Arwan's funeral in Beaumont, Texas. He had the record label that he worked with, Thrill Entertainment, to get that done. Yeah, so like we said, he led the charge in Katrina. When the disaster happened in Katrina, it was Hashim and Zinga led the Panther Party down there to rescue brothers and sisters who were stranded. Oh yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. Yes. It was Hashim and Zinga at the Alta Sterling rally. Oh yeah. Yes. Hashim also wrote a book about his mentor, Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Yes, Hashim, who was a great husband, a great dad. You know, a lot of people have these children, but they're not in their lives. He was in all his children's lives. I could vouch for that. Hashim led the charge in New York, the Million Youth March. And when shit broke out, he was right in the middle of it. Oh yeah, when police tried to bum rush the stage on Dr. Khalid and the Panther Party from Dallas, Texas, they went to work. Oh yeah, it was real back then. It was real. So that's what we're saying when we represent our chairman, the brother that taught us a lot of stuff. We sit out our black powers. One of his favorite things, he always black power, black power, black power. He gets into, he digs into that black power. And we send our salutes out to you, Brother Hashim. We won't forget about our brother. We'll take you out there. Every time we go out there, you'll be with us, Brother Hashim. I told you I would be loyal to the end, and I was. Even though you told me to be loyal to the movement, which I was still around. So that way I could be loyal to anybody. So I learned something from that. Never will forget that, brother. When Hashim came to Dallas, it was myself and Brother Hakeem Muhammad who would cover down, and Brother Zulu who would cover down for the brother. So I was always proud that someone in his high positions, this is before I was a regional chairman, I was just a regular Dallas chairman at that time. They would reach out to me, Hakeem and Brother Zulu, who would cover down and do security when he was in town. It was Hashim who trusted me when his family flew in. He said, "Brother Drew, can you go pick up my family from the airport?" I say, "That's deep, man. That's good when somebody trusts you with their family." Black power. So this is what I'm talking about. This was a great man, a great speaker, and always led the fight. I mean, when he was in it, I felt, man, he made me feel safe because he just had to fight anywhere I knew. See, if I need some backup, he just had a lot of fight in him, and I was just always confident when we went out into the field that we were going to be victorious, whatever happened. So, you know, and he showed me a lot of great respect. He said, "Hey, bro, my dad died, Brother Drew. I want you and Brother Hakeem to come ride with me." So, Brother Hakeem Muhammad, we rise to Midland, Texas, stays at his mom's house. He let us stay at his mom's house, waiting on the funeral for his dad. And that's a lot of respect. Like I said, you got to salute a brother like that. And he showed me love that way. And I respect him for it. I respect everything. I learned to be a great leader by watching him and Brother Malik, Brother Akbar, a lot of other brothers before that. I learned how to be a leader from watching them. But me and him had the chance to interact a lot one-on-one. So that's why, you know, I'm doing this program for him. He deserves it. All our leaders, everybody who stand up actually deserve to get a tribute if they were real about their action. And he showed he was real about his action. He said at a Brother DK funeral, you know, sometimes our brothers, they die, they don't have insurance and this and that. But that's sometimes expected when you're a revolutionary. You put your money on the line. You're traveling all the time, man. I'm telling you, we travel so much in the New Black Counterpart, man. Sometimes I would leave my car at home just to give it a rest and catch the bus. But this is what we did, man. And, you know, we were soldiers, and we were for the people. And I can say he was. That brother was 100% for the people. He put it on the line everywhere. Now, we even seen when he was sick and going through this struggle with the council, we seen that he still was out there in the street. That's what we're talking about, man, not giving up. So we salute the brother. We salute the brother, and we just gonna let this song play out and give me a chance to get some water, and we'll be right back with you. Y'all, that's Lil Boosie, one of his artists. Set it off. That's the answer to the song, but I said I better play the instrumental. Cause Lil Boosie come a little hard. Boosie Badass. That Lil Boosie Badass. That's the Set It Off song. You know, I started to play it though, you know, because Brother Hashim was hardcore himself in the way he did his teachings and his speaks. So like I said, we here tonight just to honor Brother Hashim, man. You know, we never know our time. We just want to be there to support each other and say, you know, the great things and real things and true things that was put in front of us. You know, that's all we can do. You know, one of his favorite things was Black Power. I mean, he loved it. I mean, he led with it. It was one of the words you know you were going to hear out of his mouth was Black Power. So we're going to say, any other callers want to get in to let you, to say any words about Hashim. Press 1 on the phone, and you got to be silent. Just say Black Power. We'll get you in and let people know that the callers are online listening tonight. We'll give a look over the lines one more time. Okay. Give y'all another chance to get in. I'm going to play this for my brother Hashim when he was okay, we got a caller. Let's go to the caller before I get to that. Caller coming out of the 972 area code. Dallas, you on?
Yes, sir. How you doing, like, man?
Hey, peace. What's up, Commander? What's on your mind? I know you knew Brother Hashim. What you want to say?
Brother, I wanted to say peace and black power to the family. Zynga, Brother Hashim. I met him when he came here to Dallas for Brother DK's funeral. And which is you was one of the brothers that was there and a couple more. And like you said, his voice was heard no matter what. He was a real strong, deep teacher, and that's for sure. I'm talking about his words touching. So like you said, every word he said at the end was black power, and it was very strong. And I know he told me when I talked to him there personally when we took the big group pictures before we left. He told me, he said, keep doing what I'm doing. Keep staying. If I want to keep being a soldier, keep being loyal. And that's what I do best, keep being loyal. So I haven't quit, and I told him I'm not going to quit until I hit the dirt. And then we also went to Brother DK's. I got a phone call from his daughter's mother. Let me know that Brother DK was having, his daughter was having problems at a hospital. And Brother Hashim heard me talking about it. He took the phone and he asked questions about it. And then he said when he left her, he said, who are you riding? He said, brother, you riding? I said, yeah, we'll follow you there. So we went there, and when the people told him that he couldn't come in there with his briefcase, he like, shit, I'm coming in no matter what. I'm here to take care of business. So when he went in there, he took care of business. We all stood post. The soldiers went in with him. The soldiers stood outside holding post. But like I told him, when we left out there, that little sister was happy. He was happy. And he told me if I ever need to talk to him, he gave me his number, told me I could call him. Anytime I need to talk to him about something important or even something that's on my mind. And when he did, he learned me, like Brother Babu Owale said, I learned how to maintain my attitude to calm down, to see things of a different way. And by listening to him and following him, I learned a whole lot from that brother. So he's going to be missed. Rest in power, brother. Man, like I said, black power, black power, black power.
Black power, appreciate that call also. Appreciate that black power to y'all. So let's get, since we're in the spirit of black power, let's get Brother Shout to give us some black power. Anybody else want to get in, press 1 on your phone, and we'll be right back with you in 3 minutes. It's coming on, y'all. It comes on like that.
What does black power mean to you, brother?
Shit, black power means black power and gun power. That's what it means to me. You know what I mean? Us being determined our own destiny.
Separated from my language, separated from my crown.
y'all, Black Power, to Brother Hashim and Zynga. We show celebrate you tonight, and we show appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your family allowing you to be able to move out and serve the people. A lot of people don't know it's not easy to do, especially if you don't have the support of your family. And we know he had support of his family, and we appreciate their sacrifice also. Yes, yes, yes. So we appreciate their sacrifice also. And one of the things I want to, you know, I forgot to say, my first taste of leadership came through the Dallas chairman, but later on down the line, it was Brother Hashim and Zinka who appointed me the regional chairman for the Southern region. So I say thanks for that, Brother Hashim. Gave me a chance, and you know, believed in my leadership skills, and we salute that. A lot of times, people don't let people get out and lead and try to hold it all to themselves, but Hashim, he recognized leaders. He recognized potential, and he had faith in everybody he met. And if he did, and if he didn't, he'll let you know. He didn't, you know, he didn't bite his tongue. He was just straight up like that. He'll let you know. And, you know, we salute him for everything he did for Brother Collard. He was a student for Collard. He was a soldier for Collard, man. Like I said, when I first met him, he started telling me about Collard. And that was in 1995 when I first started hearing about Brother Collard. And like I said, I wasn't even in the party yet till around 1999. So, just going back on that, you know, so I didn't meet Hashim again, man, until I was actually in the party, and he was surprised. He was as surprised as to see me as I was surprised to see him, you know. And the way, and I might as well just say the way I ended up getting in the Black Panther Party. I used to be a student in the Nation of Islam, so I studied with them. But when they drafted Brother James Byrd, something came out of me, man. It was more militant. Where I wanted to get out and bust somebody in the ass, yes, yes, yes. And a lot of the brothers in the Nation weren't on that level because I asked them, and that's what I asked them. I was on that level because of my street affiliation. I just put it like that. So I was on that level. So you know, they weren't on that level, and I kind of let it go, but it was hurting me about what happened to Brother James Byrd. And one day I was riding through South Dallas in the Dallas area, and I saw some brothers out there selling T-shirts. I said, man, who are these brothers? They was all in black BDUs. Hey, I didn't know nothing about the Panther, but I said, I think this might be what I'm looking for. So I went up there and bought a T-shirt, and one of the brothers said, man, why don't you come on out to our meeting? We meet over there on Cedar Crest, man, 8:00 every Wednesday. I said, oh, yeah, I think that day was Saturday. So, man, I looked it forward to Wednesday, man. So when Wednesday got there, I was the first one at the meeting. They wasn't even there yet. Shit, I was ready, man. I said, shit, that's what I'm looking for right there. So once I joined up with them, and I've been around ever since, man, in the movement, fighting for our brothers and sisters, not knowing how much stress and all kind of, you know, what all was involved. I just knew that's what I wanted to be, man. I learned more than I thought I was going to learn. They pulled out the books on me. Oh, yeah, and Hashim, he was a big man of knowledge and books. And, a lot of people he knew and touched and talked to, and we'll go over that also. Anybody else want to get on the line, press 1 on your phone. We'll get you in with us. We're talking about Brother Hashim and Zynga, Commander Hashim and Zynga, the new National Chairman, Hashim and Zynga, the new Black Panther Party. He passed away on the 9th and the 9th of this month. His funeral is coming up this Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll find that information on the next clip and pass that off to you. But and his wake is also this Friday in Georgia. So I'll pass that information on to you when I find this next, play the next clip. I'll get that information, pass it on to you. But, you know, like I said, Hashim, he was large, man. And just like Omar Wally said, I imitated him too by just wanting to be out there for the brothers and sisters of the people, being fearless and hitting the streets. So I emulated him in that way. Every time he was in Dallas, I got a chance to spend time with him. I'll tell you about one incident, how generous he was. We did a trip to Washington, D.C. So a lot of the original brothers out of Dallas, the founding chapter, we rode to Washington, D.C. And I had got this van from a friend of mine. And we rode to Washington, D.C., and we did a summit up there in Washington, D.C. somebody or something, the enemy, most likely it was the enemy, they sabotaged the vehicle where we couldn't use it to come back. So, but Hashim, he pulls up there, you know, he's got a little flamboyant. He comes up there with a bus. He knew people, man, and the people gave him a bus. So he had a charter Greyhound bus. He pulled up with his brothers and his soldiers. They fell off the bus. So luckily, it was enough room to bring the Dallas brothers back. So we just said we'll just leave the van up there, and we'll ride back. And Hashim, he said, y'all ride back to Atlanta with us, and we'll get you to the house from there. So we ride back to Atlanta. He said, here you go. I said, what's this? He pulls out the keys to his brand new, at that time, he had a Suburban. He said, take that. I said, oh, he said, yeah, y'all take that. Don't worry about it. I'll get it later. Man, I had it. I had fun in that joke. I drove that joke for a week or so, maybe 2 weeks before he even thought about coming to get it. So that's generous and thoughtful and considerate of the soldiers. The lead stuck out. That's what we're talking about, man. That's deep. That's deep. You can't beat that. All right, we'll be back with y'all. Anybody want to get in before we go to this next clip? Brother Hashim speaking, getting a Sonnetta Award for Boots on the Ground. Okay, we got a caller coming in. Let's take the caller first. Caller coming out of 972 area code 803, y'all.
Hey, Brother Drew.
Hey, that's Brother. Oh, Black I know this brother. That's Black Power, Brother Noah. Yes, yes, we soldier. Yes, we soldier with this brother. What you want to say, Brother Noah?
It's that hurt me to my heart when I found out that big brother Hashim, that the commander had fallen. You know, it hurt me, man. It really ain't hit me yet. You know, it's, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, losing a lot of soldiers out here, man, in Dallas,
right.
Texas. But one thing I know about the commander, man, is he was a very, very decent man. You know, and
yes,
you know, as a young soldier just joining the party, you remember we had the honor of guarding the, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say nothing out the way, you know, I know how protocol goes, you know what I'm saying? But we all Panthers, you know, Black Power, you brothers and sisters out there, man, you kings and queens, you know, so, I mean, you know, I was one of the few soldiers.
Say what's on your mind. Yeah, say what's on your mind.
I'm going to miss that brother, man, and I was one of the soldiers, we was one of the soldiers, the few soldiers that had to come up there to guard the brother. You know how you, me and Brother DK, may that brother, they rest with the answer too. We had to lay down heavy, you know. No, I'm gonna miss the commander, man. I wish that I things and had a chance to learn something from him.
Yeah,
I really wish I had a chance to really, really learn something.
Oh yeah, but
you know.
Just like the things he did, brother, you know, his
mm-hmm.
the way he walked and kept himself, you know, should we learn it? You still there, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Yeah,
I'm here,
so
man.
So you remember that time, me, you, and DK, we went to ATL, I think, if I'm correct, is that the time we went Brother Alameen's court?
No, that was Brother Hashim. That was Hashim's house, his family.
No, I'm talking about the time. I don't know. Well, there might be another time we rode to up there to the court for Brother H. Rap Brown.
Oh, no, I didn't tell you. I wasn't on that maneuver, bro.
Okay.
Who was that? Bob Brown came down here. And then Brother Hashim and Malik came down here that time. That's when Malik gave us that CD. He was rapping back then, remember? Then a lot of soldiers don't even know he can rap, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Zulu,
yeah,
Zulu got some balls.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can tell you the song, Who Are We? that was the name of the song. Yes, sir. I remember all that, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Brother, I had joined right after Khaled had died. I remember when you first came to the HQ, bro.
Yeah. You were there. Yeah, you were there when I joined. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. A lot of history, man. That's what I'm saying. It's deep, man. A lot of people don't know. No, I think Hashim did about 35 years, and we're going on 20-some years ourselves, and I think you're doing more than that, brother known in the struggle. So, yeah, so we wasn't playing with it. We was in it.
Yeah, man, we were really with it, brother. I'm really going to miss this, brother, man. They're having this tribute on the 19th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, if you got that information, I was going to look it up, but if you already got it, you can go ahead and put it out on the air.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's the day of tribute to Minister Hashim Nzinga, Saturday, September 19th. The place of service is, the place of service is going to be at 3D Complex, 2244 Panola Road in Lithonia, Georgia. Starts at 11 a.m., Pastor Charles Washington. At 12 noon, special video. 1 p.m., Pastor Jamal Bryant. Black Power Tribute is going to be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, Hashim's close friend, the new Black Panthers, and a host of others are supposed to be there. So Black Power, salute to all them brothers that's still with the boots on the ground, you know. And, you know, keep our ears and our hearts, and, you know what I'm saying, our minds and our souls, everything that we got open to the ancestors' prayers, man. You know, look out for one another, man, no matter what. You know, we got to hold it down for Brother Hashim, man. That brother told us we got everything archived and for our children, and we know what's coming up next. He done told us about little Zion that's coming up, you know. We know he's going to be something special, man. You know what I mean? So we got a lot to look forward to, man. This ain't in vain. We all going to have to pass. It's a place of departure, brother. So with that being said, man, you know, I salute you, brother and sisters, you boots on the ground, man. All of y'all that's holding it down, that's dedicated, man, that I'm serious about that, man. We love y'all, man. I love y'all. If don't nobody else, you love y'all. You know, I'm always on call with my brothers and sisters, man. We all going to hold it down. You know, that path of a panther is a lonely path, man. It's always a lonely path, you know. And when a person have to come down and they lose their way or they lose that voice or that guidance or something like that, man, you have to become the servant to find yourself again, man. You got to still pick nails up out the road and pick trash up out them parks, man. You still got to help out and help them kids cross the street when they going from school. And you still got to do things in your neighborhood to make people feel better, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up. Don't quit. You know?
Right.
I mean, them the smallest minute things, man. And the ancestors prayed for us to be good, decent people like that because that's who they were. Let's keep holding it down, man. We're going to make it, brother. And Hashim ain't going nowhere. He going somewhere. He going to glory where it's much more grand. Where life is. You know, he ain't got nowhere. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And they telling him everything, asking him all kind of questions. Hey, bro, I'm going to leave it at that, bro. You know what I'm saying? May that brother be blessed with much light and space and peace with no regret. And a promise. He found the promises of his Lord true, bro. He's returned to the ancestors. He know it all now, bro. He's in the good part. So, you know, ain't no need to cry too much about it, man. You know what I'm saying? We knew it was coming.
That's right.
But Black Power to you, Black Power to you, brother and sister, brother Drew, I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You keep up the good work, man. You keep it, man. I'm telling you, Drew, I'm so proud of y'all, man. You just don't know, brother. You just don't know how proud I am of all of y'all, bro. So just keep formation, man. Keep formation.
Yes,
keep vigilant.
You.
It ain't over.
Appreciate you, too. Brother.
All right,
sure,
brother.
Appreciate you, too. All right, peace.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all. That's what we're talking about, some good people. This Dallas people, man, you know, this is the founding chapter down here. So we had the soldier, you know, and we had the soldier a lot down here. So we're going to play this short clip. We're going to get out of here in the next 15 minutes. So we're going to play this clip, another clip with Brother Hashim. And then after that, we're going to give a last call for the phone lines, check the phone lines, see any closing remarks. We're going to get out of here because we know it's late and a lot of brothers got things to do. But we just saluting our Commander Hashim, National Chairman for the New Black Panther Party. We just saluting him tonight.
What's good, brother? Black Power. How you doing?
Hey, man, Black Power, man. Hey, man, so, you know, you nominated for a Sarnetta TV Award, man. I could find no better person but you to deserve to be nominated for that Boots on the Ground Award. You know what I'm saying? That's a serious award for people dedicated to real work. So what you think about that, bro?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Sarnetta TV and for him supporting Dr. Khaled Muhammad for all of these years. Because, as you know, on February 17th, it made almost 18 years. And it's hard for us to talk about somebody 2 years after they're gone.
Right.
So Sarnetta has been one of the people that used his skills and talents and his love for Khaled to keep his name out there.
Mm-hmm.
I love him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Khaled taught us one thing about Boots on the Ground. Be consistent, year in, year out. This struggle is one like drips of water that shapes things that last forever. That's all we consider ourselves, is that consistent drip of water. It's never going to change. That drips acid on this white man world and slowly burns it away.
Real,
you know,
real.
And I just believe with social media, we've moved away from morals and certain values, and it caused an unnecessary competition. So what we try to do is avoid all that and stay consistent.
Mm.
And for Sarnetta to call us about an award and you to help that progress, no man can say nothing, but we're honored. Because anytime you're recognized for your work, it lets you know you're on the right path. But we do this work because we met John Henry Clark.
Mm.
We do this work because Dr. Amos Wilson said, I might die broke, and I'm a professor and a book writer.
Mm.
But I die broke for my people. Because most of the people we met, Steve Coakley and Dr. Betty Shabazz, and when we go through Tony Martin and the people who was around us, shaping us and molding us, H. Ralph Brown, Stokely Carmichael telling me, organize, organize, organize. And the people who touched me in my life before I met Khaled, Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour. So by the time I met Khaled Muhammad, I was already shaped in the mind the right direction. Then Khaled took you from the XX road and put you on the highway. He said, it's time to go. So we got a lot of teaching. But boots on the ground means getting on the highway and let's move out.
Mm. Yeah.
Ain't no certain thing as getting ready for the revolution. Ain't no certain thing as being prepared for the revolution. Because the revolution is now. And while you're getting prepared, your enemy is killing you.
Mm.
So you guys got to get on the highway and start there. And so we made mistakes. And we stayed consistent, and we learned a lot. Now, 23 years in, we understand where we're at and what we need to do. It's about economics. It's about education. It's about STEM programs. Because what they've taken from us is we the best the world has ever given us. They took Kemet and Kush and Nefertiti and Nefertari. They took everything from us, and we let them make it them.
Mm.
And they come out, and they unveil a Nefertiti like a white woman. I mean, you ain't done your damn job. You let somebody take your country right before your eyes, and you got museums and professors and well-studied people all over the world. We just a lazy-ass group of people, man. And we're being outworked by our enemy.
Facts.
And, you know, so I'm proud that even with stage four cancer, I get up every day and put on some black man shoes.
Oh, you looking kind of fresh there.
And
you
we look, move out, man.
You looking kind of fresh there, bro.
And, you know, we meet with brothers like this. Show this brother right here. That own shoe company.
Godfather.
And that's who we hang around with, you know. And
Godfather.
When you hang around good people,
mm-hmm.
it rubs off on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we meet with Michael V. Roberts tomorrow, the billionaire. Meet with Dr. Khaled Mansour tomorrow, the billionaire. We talked about cryptocurrency. We're going to let our people know what to do for they won't get okey-doked in this new business of Bitcoin. We bring it to fourth graders.
Mm.
We wrote a book for fourth and fifth graders. That's where white people start with their dynasties. That's where the Egyptians started with their dynasties. You knew when you was born you was going to be a king. You knew you was going to be the next king. And that's what we are, kings, but we got to really understand that the only way we're going to be able to put boots on the ground is get on the main highway where you are now. Don't be waiting until you get ready. You're already ready.
Mm.
Black
Look,
Power.
Hey, man, Black African Power, man, I appreciate you. This little interview, man, you're looking very fresh.
Yeah.
Very fresh little abs you wear right there. Little Nick Guest right? Yeah. And you done, and I just like to personally thank you for just your behind the scenes unwavering support for the shoe companies.
Man, let me
this
tell
is what
you.
I really listen. This is what I really appreciate, bro. Like, you came out throwing both hands. And you know, I personally appreciate that. And I know the Godfather appreciate that. Brother Tariq, right? We
oh,
just
yeah.
appreciate that work you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying most people just lay down at this stage. But you standing all the way up in your moment. You know, you could just tapped out. But you standing up, man,
oh, yeah.
and I hope you get well, bro.
Oh, yeah, we could have tapped
fighting.
Out. But let me tell you something. Turn Malik Zeus' bars, ain't going to let nobody tap out. We're doing the 10,000 man march April 21st through the 23rd. And he said, look, man, do you need some rest? I said, no, okay, let's go to work.
That's
great. Hey, so we appreciate you on them streets in Harlem, man.
All right, man. Peace. We out.
Black Power.
All right, y'all. What we're going to do now, we're about to wrap this program up. We probably got about less than 10 more minutes that we're going to be online. I just got a few other things to say. Brother Noah, you made me remember when we rode up there, man, for Brother H-Rap Brown that's sitting in prison for something he didn't do. And we come in up there, Brother Malik, Brother Hashim, he got Dallas chapter and other chapters, Atlanta chapter. We all rode up to the courthouse with Brother H-Rap Brown. We all booted and suited. We come through the gates. We going in the courtroom. We in that deep, man. We down there and took up a whole side, just Panther Brothers. And the judge said, hey, it was so powerful. It scared the judge, and they asked us, can we take our uniforms off? Can you at least take your jackets off? I said, man, that's deep, boy. You know, that's what power can do. You roll up in some situation. Looking all militant and powerful, man, with so much power come from being uniform and being in unison. The judge asked us, can we remove our jackets? and we also got a chance to witness how they railroaded the brother, too. They had information that could be used to set the brother free, but the judge wouldn't allow that information in. He excused the jury. We sitting right there, man. So I see how you can be railroaded on the inside by being at H. Brown's trial. And we did that, man. That's what we said. We did things like that. We roll, man. But we're going to give you these last few minutes. And, like, once again, Brother Hashim was a businessman. He rubbed elbows with a lot of infamous scholars. He rubbed elbows with a lot of money moguls, as you call them. He was with Brother Jeffrey Leonard, with Brother Cornell West, Dr. Roberts, one of his friends, a billionaire. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz with Black Lawyers for Justice, his best friend. Brother James Small, he been with the likes of Ice Cube, Eric Badu, Walker Flocka, one of his clients. Boosie Badass, one of his clients. Yes, yes, yes. He's a very learned student, very educated, love books. That's what I'm saying. We representing you tonight, Brother Hashim. Yes, yes, yes. And we're going to go back to the phone lines, see if anybody has any closing words. Brother Noah, you got any closing words? All right. We'll go to you next, Sister K. Sister K, you have any closing words? All right.
Just like to say, Black Power, and I give condolences to Sister Janine and to Brother Malik Zulu Jabbar.
Black Power. All right, come back to General Face. General Face, General out of Dallas, you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, really. All I want to say is I want to give condolences to the family, Brother Malik Zulu and Brother Inga. And if anybody haven't heard anything about Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, go on YouTube, type in his name, anything you want to learn, it's on there. He preaching it, and he going to be on it. Black Power. Love
All
you,
right. Black Power, y'all. All right, that's what we're saying, man. We hope that we represented you pretty well, Brother Hashim. We did our best, and we have a lot of respect. And now that you're with the ancestors, tell them what's happening. I know when you're fighting star, you'll be back with them. So we say peace to all our brothers and sisters. Our last song for this evening, salute. Commander Hashimi. Black power, black power, black power. Salute.